Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. Have you ever wondered how you can walk in your integrity, maintain your spiritual walk with God, though you may be in the middle of a very anti-God climate, perhaps in an office setting where there are no believers, perhaps your supervisor or your boss or the owner is an unbeliever. Perhaps you go to school with many people who surround you who do not believe in God and their behavior and their way of speaking and everything about them is contrary to the ways of the Lord. Have you wondered how a person can walk in his integrity in that type of a setting? This week, we're going to study a person who did exactly that, and it is the character of Daniel. We find Daniel as one of the most outstanding Bible characters. The book of Daniel gives us fascinating insight into this man who was able to walk in his integrity, maintain his spiritual relationship with the Lord, though he had been taken captive, kidnapped literally from Israel, taken into Babylonian captivity, and forced to serve a pagan king named Nebuchadnezzar. And yet this man, Daniel, and his three friends, who were named by the Babylonian king Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these four men demonstrated some character qualities that are quite outstanding, but they came as a result of their intense relationship with their God. And God, working with them and through them, enabled them to walk in the middle of a pagan culture, surrounded by heathens, surrounded by people who did not believe the way they believed, did not hold to the convictions to which they held, and yet they were able to maintain their walk with God and still serve in that setting. In Daniel chapter 1, we find the story of how the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar had gone to Jerusalem, besieged it, and then took captive so many of the people from Israel. And in doing so, he gave orders that some of the most outstanding young men of Israel were to be brought into his court and trained in the Chaldean language, sciences, literature. And then at the end of 3-year period of training, they were to be presented to the king. And he would choose from among them, from among this cream of the crop, these brightest of the bright, he would choose a few of them to serve him in the king's court. And that is where we find Daniel. When Daniel and his three friends were first taken into the king's court for this period of training, they were immediately presented with a dilemma. We find this dilemma in verse 5 of Daniel 1. And the king assigned for them a daily portion of his own rich and dainty food and of the wine which he drank. They were to be so educated and so nourished for 3 years that at the end of that time they might stand before the king. Among these were of the children of Judah Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. The chief of the eunuchs gave them names. Daniel he called Belteshazzar. Hananiah he called Shadrach, Mishael he called Meshach, and Azariah he called Abednego. But Daniel determined in his heart that he would not defile himself by eating his portion of the king's rich and dainty food or by drinking the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might be allowed not to defile himself. The first conflict that Daniel and his friends encountered was the pressure to begin to partake of things that they felt were an abomination to the Lord or were defiling to them physically and or spiritually. Daniel was determined not to partake of alcoholic beverages as well as the rich meats that were being presented to them by the Babylonian court. Daniel felt it would be a violation of his convictions, and so he asked if he could be allowed not to defile himself. Daniel, by doing this very thing, by protesting the provision that was being given to him by this king, first of all, he was setting himself up for potential disaster. When a person is pressured by an authority figure, whether it's a supervisor or a boss or a teacher or someone in authority, to do something that is against the person's conscience, against their personal convictions, they are in the same position that Daniel was in Daniel chapter 1. What is a person to do? Daniel gave us the perfect example of how to deal with those situations. First of all, it says in verse 8 that Daniel had determined in his heart that he would not defile himself. The first thing was that before this had occurred, Daniel had already made the decision that he would not defile himself no matter what pressure came against him. No matter where the pressure came from, he was not going to go against his conscience. This is the first step in having victory in walking out your Christian walk, though you may be in the middle of an unbelieving, pagan-filled atmosphere with perhaps unbelievers all around you, unbelievers as your supervisors or boss or teachers, and yet your decision has to be made before you encounter the pressure that you're not going to defile yourself. The word defile means to contaminate, to make impure. Daniel was not going to allow himself to do things that were impure as far as his conscience was concerned. Many people today find themselves in very similar situations. Many Christians find themselves being asked to do things in a workplace or in a school setting that are against their conscience, against their convictions, against the Word of God, against what the Spirit of God would dictate. In a workplace, it's often common that people will engage in gossip, something that's forbidden in the Word of God for a believer. Many times you may observe non-believers in a workplace telling dirty jokes, using profane language, and yet for the believer to do so would be defiling. And yet many Christians feel the pressure of being in that atmosphere and feel like they cannot fight off this atmosphere. And yet Daniel stood against the pressure when it could have cost him his head. He was a Babylonian captive. He was a slave, so to speak. He had been taken in bondage to Babylon. And though he was being trained up in the court of the king, his resistance to their ways could have gotten him executed. He was willing to face even death or tremendous loss of position because he wasn't willing to defile himself. This is the decision of every person who walks with God and wants to live a life of integrity. Back in the 1970s, a man by the name of L.M. Clymer was the president of the corporation that owned the hotel chain Holiday Inns. This man resigned his position as CEO and president because of a corporate decision to invest $25 million in a gambling casino in Atlantic City. This was a decision that he had protested on moral grounds. This man was willing to lose his position as president, as CEO of a large American corporation because he refused to defile himself by having anything to do with what he considered morally objectionable, a violation of his conscience to participate in the development of a gambling enterprise. Christians today face these types of decisions every day. I want to encourage you today to be a Daniel in the middle of your situation, whether it's a workplace, whether it's a school setting. God wants you to walk in integrity just as Daniel did. But the key is to determine in your heart before you're under the pressure that you will not defile yourself. You'll not allow your conscience to be violated just to go along with the group, even if everyone's doing it in your corporate situation, in your workplace, in your school, as a believer, God will give you the strength, the courage, as he did Daniel, to stand against it, oppose it, and protect you in the middle of it. The great demonstration of the goodness of God and the favor of God on Daniel's life, though he stood in his integrity against this corrupt system, was the end result. At the end of Daniel chapter 1, we find out what happened. Daniel wouldn't defile himself, nor would his three friends, with the wine and alcohol and the rich foods of the king. And at the end of the 3 years, though he had limited himself to taking only vegetables and water as his diet, the end result was when they were brought before the king and he was going to decide who he would choose among these captives as his counselors in the king's court, this is what happened. Verse 18 of Daniel 1. Now at the end of the time which the king had set for bringing all the young men in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king conversed with them, and among them all, none was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore they were assigned to stand before the king, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding concerning which the king asked them, he found them 10 times better than all the learned magicians and enchanters who were in his whole realm. That's all the time we have for today. Join me this week as we continue to study the amazing character of this man named Daniel. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.